Thanks for calling customer service. This is Brandon. May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
Hello.
Thanks for calling customer service. This is Brandon. Can I have your zip code to pull up your account?
85209.
Can I get your first name and your last name?
My name is Francisca Elloran.
All right. Can you verify your shipping address?
9311 East Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, 85209.
Okay, I see that you ordered a Hype watch on the 19th of August. What can I do for you?
What is this?
It's for a watch, a fitness watch.
Did I order that?
Yes, ma'am. On the 19th of August, you paid shipping and handling $6.97.
I didn't pay. I don't remember I pay anything. Because you know what? I don't use my cards ordering anything. Because I have a bad experience for that about 2 years ago. I ordered something in Florida and I didn't like it. I returned. They kept sending me, you know, and sending. And I finally got $200 bill. And it's only $4. And they didn't refund me. So ever since, I don't order anything.
So you didn't order that watch?
No, no.
Well, is your address 9311 East Monte Avenue?
Yeah.
Is your email?
I am old person. I don't need those.
Well, is your email florain@comcast.net?
Yes. Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, do you think anyone in your household placed the order using all your correct information?
No, just only me and my husband. My husband doesn't know how to work on the computer. I have a hard time, too.
Well, do you think that the order is fraud?
No. Why should I order what?
Well, do you think that the order is fraud, ma'am?
It could be. Yeah.
Okay, well, I can transfer you to the fraud department. Please, down the line.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I don't do that. My God.
Yes, ma'am. Please stay on the line. Thanks for calling customer service.
Okay.